it spreads from human to human. As long as it is there, it will keep spreading until at some point there's herd immunity. Then the next question is, will it be able to adapt to our immune response? Will we have other waves? Will one-time immunity be fine, or will it turn out more like with influenza, where you need a new vaccine every year because there are different types? These are all things we cannot predict. So I think for the foreseeable future, we will have some kind of social distancing. We will have easing and then probably more stricter lockdowns until we really know much more about the virus. And it will take a while until we really can tackle the virus by vaccines and antiviral therapy. So I think it will be with us for quite a while, and it may change the way we live for quite a while. My message would be, as a virologist, is that although I think the government has actually done a reasonable job in difficult times, but what I would say as a virologist is we have seen such a pandemic coming, and we have seen it coming for a long time. Yes, we have influenza outbreaks. We had SARS. We have the MERS coronavirus in the Middle East. And we have all these preparedness plans, but as you can see at the moment, these preparedness plans do not go far enough. Obviously, it's traumatic. Probably 50,000 people have died. That's a lot, right? If you have met them in a football stadium. So that is a very serious thing. But it's still a relatively mild pandemic. The MERS coronavirus, that is a relative, not too distant relative of the SARS coronavirus 2, has so far killed more than a third of the people that it has infected. But it has made the step to spread from human to human in the same way as SARS coronavirus 2 has. If we had a pandemic with such a virus, we would be in much deeper trouble. And the real question for the future is, what risk do we want to take, and how do we want to prepare for something? And probably a pandemic preparedness plan should include measures. How do we shut down the economy? How do we make sure nobody is starving? And how can we stop and restart the economy in terms of such a pandemic? Because it is inevitable that such pandemics will come again. We actually see these things coming, but as a society, we don't really respond to it. The one thing we would need to do is really discuss which resources do we want to allocate into our protection from these pandemics. And I think in this way, this pandemic sends out a very powerful warning. Once this is over, whether this is in 6 months, in 18 months, or in 3 years, people will not be prepared to think that much about how we protect ourselves from the next one. But this is actually the real lesson that we should have learned, that even rich countries like our country here in Europe are not that well prepared if it really comes to a serious global outbreak of a new infectious disease.